Urban poverty is an intractable problem, and all kinds of programs are trying to help. Small businesses are being better appreciated for the part they can play. In many inner cities, there are thousands of shops and small businesses creating local jobs. NPR's Chris Arnold reports on one entrepreneur who's especially committed to his neighborhood in Boston.
The Four Corners section of Dorchester is one of Boston's toughest and most impoverished neighborhoods. Heavy commuter traffic rolls by on the two main streets, but just about nobody stops here. Old storefronts are run down or boarded up. They're vacant lots with trash dumped in them. But in the midst of all this, there's a building that's incongruously bright and cheerful, with fresh yellow and light gray paints and a big sign that reads City Fresh Foods. Every morning, this business is bustling as employees like Wayne Lewis load up trucks with hot meals of Latin, Caribbean, and Southern soul food for catering jobs and delivery to the elderly.
Sometimes we call it the zoo. If you catch it on a real crazy day, like on a Wednesday, as a matter of fact, where we have these drivers going out and delivery guys coming in, it's a mess.
So you get the fruit platter?
Yeah.
Fried chicken pieces?
Yeah.
Get the mustard sauce to go with that?
Yeah.
Honey mustard sauce? Good. The plantains, rice and beans, and the
city
vegetables.
Fresh Foods founder, Glenn Lloyd, is doing a final checkout at the tailgates of two pickup trucks that are about to head out to a 100-person catering job.
Get the food there first, all right?
Don't worry about it, man.
A recent study by a Harvard economist and the Initiative for a Competitive Inner City found some 500,000 businesses in lower-income urban neighborhoods across the country, most of them small businesses. Some economists are gaining more appreciation for the role local entrepreneurs play in creating jobs and sometimes quietly working in other ways to help their community. And City Fresh Foods is doing a lot of that. Most of the workers here live in this diverse, lower-income neighborhood. They say Glenn Lloyd and his brother and partner Sheldon Lloyd go out of their way to help workers establish credit, learn English through on-site ESL classes, or even find a place to live. Employee Wayne Lewis.
They helped me with housing. Glenn helped me. He knew some people who could have got in contact with a room for me, and I got it like that, you know? Plus, they help us out with small loans and everything. This company is just remarkable. And it's sort of like family-like. Everyone looks out for each other.
8 years ago, Glenn Lloyd was a teacher in a job training program for high school dropouts in Boston's Dorchester neighborhood. Most of his students were from low-income African-American or immigrant families. Lloyd was 26 years old, and as happens to many young teachers, he was getting burned out and frustrated by the lack of opportunities and jobs for his students. And it struck him that he might have a stronger impact creating jobs himself rather than seeking them out from other employers.
I said, we've got to build economic power in our neighborhood. And what way to do it? We do it through business, through the marketplace.
Lloyd's father taught nutrition at Boston University, and Glenn Lloyd had always wanted to improve the unhealthy fast food eating habits in lower-income communities. In one of the business training courses Lloyd was teaching, he already had students buying vegetables wholesale and then selling them at a local farmer's market. Some customers asked if they did catering. So Lloyd decided to start a local takeout and catering business serving ethnic foods. He got a loan for $10,000, quit his job, and hired a couple of 19-year-olds to help him build a kitchen.
I actually had a couple of students working with us. A couple of guys from my class, I paired them up with another teacher who was in the classroom who happened to have construction skills, and they were my team to build up my kitchen.
Since then, Glenn Lloyd has built City Fresh Foods into a solid business with $2 million in annual revenues and 45 workers. He's bought his own building and built a newer and larger kitchen. Today, three chefs and a dozen assistants in an assembly line are churning out fish cakes, cornbread, plantains, and rice and beans for the Healthy Heart Soul Food and Latin American menus.
By the end of the day, we'll probably have done about 1,800 to 2,000 meals through this line.
City Fresh caters all kinds of events and prepares lunch food daily for local charter schools, but the bulk of the business comes from delivering meals to the homebound elderly. Soon after he opened, Lloyd got a call from an elder care agency that was having trouble feeding Hispanic seniors.
The agency told us, they said, we have elders that we put on Meals on Wheels and are not eating the meals, they're throwing them out because they don't enjoy them, they don't enjoy the taste. And it's not what they're used to eating. They saw that we did ethnic cuisine, and I gave her the call and said, can you do this for elder folks?
Lloyd is right now hoping to secure another senior meals contract that would increase revenues by about 40% and would mean hiring more people from the neighborhood. The head chef and some of the managers here have worked in major hotels and could easily find a good job elsewhere. But over the years, Lloyd says many of the people he's hired have not had other good job prospects. Malusi Barbosa lived upstairs from the business in 1995 when she immigrated here from Cape Verde. She was 24 years old with a young child and didn't have many job skills, and she kept stopping by and asking for Glenn Lloyd.
And I tell him that I need a job because I just came into this country and I don't know where to go to find a job. So that time I wasn't speaking no English.
Lloyd hired Barbosa to work in the kitchen, and he taught her how to drive a car. Then one winter, a couple of years later, she just had another baby when the heating system in her building broke and the landlord was not fixing it. Glenn Lloyd got her into a home ownership program.
I mean, Glenn helped me everything in this country. He helped me speak English, he helped me buy a house. He gave me good advice, yeah.
City Fresh Foods was recently named to Inc. magazine's list of inner city 100 fastest growing companies. Some of the entrepreneurs on the list don't have Lloyd's sense of mission for helping people in their neighborhood, but others do. And all of them are creating a lot of jobs. Over the past 4 years, just those 100 companies hired close to 8,000 more people. About half of those were rank and file jobs that went to inner city residents. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.